Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
WWE digitally removes a Sasha Banks reference from this past Friday's SmackDown. An ex-WWE star replaces Jeff Hardy in the main event of Triple A's Triple Mania 30 last night. A Taya Valkyrie calls out a major AEW star. And your questions answered. Hello, welcome to the Solo Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, follow, share, blah, 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 blah. All the generic stuff, but most importantly, just make sure you're having a really cool Sunday. I did not realize this, but it's Father's Day. Yay. I am not a father myself, but I do have an old man who I will have to ring later on today. I'm totally unaware of this until Hector Garcia III. Thanks, Hector, gave me a heads up on Twitter. So if you are celebrating Father's Day today, I hope you have a really cool day. I hope you get some fun presents, get to spend some good time with the family, and everything goes really well. But we've got wrestling. It's what a strange old time to be a wrestling fan. This past week has been one of the busiest news-wise weeks in a long, long old time. And the action's not stopped because last night was AAA, Triple Mania 30 from Tijuana. Tonight is Impact Wrestling's Slammiversary. And it's a fun time to be a wrestling fan. It's an interesting time to be a wrestling fan with all of this going on. Now, one of those big stories from the past week was the isn't she released story regarding Sasha Banks. Now, if you've been living under a rock, then it was Raj Geary over at Wrestling Inc. It was just such great work, who originally brought the story that Sasha had been released by WWE last week. Now, there's yet to be an official announcement on this. WrestleVotes, who, again, always reliable, has followed up to say that, like, yep, they've heard as well it's been that Sasha's been released. And as a further indicator that the boss may no longer be in WWE, WWE actually digitally removed a reference to Sasha on this past Friday's SmackDown. Now, when SmackDown aired, there's a fan in the crowd. This was pointed out, first of all, by at WrestleFeatures on Twitter, so give some props there. But there was a fan in the crowd who had a sign saying, Sasha Crew for Life. Now, this was visible at various times, but the main time it was visible was after Raquel Gonzalez defeated Shayna Baszler to earn a spot in the women's ladder match at Money in the Bank. And you can see the sign there behind Raquel. It's clear as day. Now, when this image has appeared on WWE.com, on the official image gallery there, the sign is blank. So if you're just casually clicking through on WWE.com thinking, oh yeah, what went on the SmackDown? Why is that fan got a completely blank sign? This is why, because it said Sasha Crew for Life. I'm just reading that there again to get the exact quote. But yeah, so this could be, again, many are just taking this as a further indicator that Sasha Banks' time in WWE has come to an end or is coming to an end imminently. Now, Sasha and Naomi, again, if you've been living under a rock, the 16th of May episode of Raw, prior to that episode of Raw, Sasha and Naomi, who at the time were the current Women's World Tag Team Champions, they basically just walked out on Raw because they were unhappy with the creative direction that was put to them. They handed the tag titles over to Johnny Ace, apparently put them on John Laurinaitis' desk, and then exited the building. Now, since then, they've been suspended without pay. They have obviously been stripped of the women's tag titles, and also all merchandise for Sasha and Naomi has been removed from WWEshop.com. And then it was, like I said, last week, Rajgiri broke the news that Sasha is no longer with the company, but WWE has, as of this recording, who knows what could change today, man. It's, like I said, it's been a whirlwind week. But yeah, as of this recording, Sasha Banks, WWE has not officially released her, but internally the belief is that Sasha's time with WWE is at an end. Now, Triple Mania, Triple A. We get to give some love to Triple A today because it was Triple Mania 30, the Tijuana leg. This is a three-leg event. April was Monterrey. Coming up in October is Mexico City. And last night was Triple Mania 30 from Tijuana. And the main event originally was supposed to be, well, it's going to be Dragon Lee and Dralístico versus the Hardy Boys. But obviously plans changed, brother, because Jeff Hardy, following his suspension from AEW, it was announced that it would be Matt Hardy and a mystery partner in the main event. That mystery partner, there's a third Hardy boy that we never knew about. It's Johnny Hardy. Yes, not to be confused with Johnny Hungy. Johnny Hardy, a.k.a. John Morrison, a.k.a. Johnny Mundo, a.k.a. Johnny Impact, a.k.a. Johnny Superstar, a.k.a. Johnny Elite. You get the point. That fella, John Hennigan, former WWE Tag Team Champion, former WWE Intercontinental Champion, I believe US champion, I don't know, Impact World champion anyway. And obviously the man in Lucha Underground, him and Prince Puma, old Ricochet, King Ricochet as it were then. Yeah, so it was Johnny Hardy and Matt Hardy versus Dragon Lee and Dralístico. Johnny Hardy basically turned heel in the first match they've teamed together. I believe it's the first match they've teamed together. The first match he's worked is Johnny Hardy. He hit a low blow on Matt Hardy, allowing Dralístico to get the win. Then after the match, Johnny Hardy attacked Dragon Lee and Dralístico. Matt Hardy made the save with the twist of fate. That was where things are with there. So that was the person they chose to replace Jeff Hardy with. Now, John Morrison, John Hennigan, whatever you want to call him, is a major star in Mexico. He's such a talented dude. I mean, I know that some people are pointing out that he looked a little bit, a little bit off the pace, a little bit, I don't know, clunky in his two appearances recently for AEW. And I can agree with that. But I mean, I think that the dude, he's a fun guy to watch. And, you know, he's a bit of a goofball. He always seems to be having a blast, whatever he's doing. And yeah, it was cool to see him in the main event of Triple Mania. But also at Triple Mania, not just was Johnny there, but Johnny's real life wife, Taya Valkyrie, she came out after there was a five-way match where, well, basically Rey Fénix unified the World Cruiserweight title and the Latin American title in this mental bonkers five-way from what I gather. And after the match, Taya Valkyrie came to the ring with a microphone, teased from the faction with the Lucha Bros, which is something very much to keep an eye on, and then threw out the challenge to one of the hottest stars in AEW, Thunder Rosa. So we could have La Mera Mera versus La Vela Loco. And I'm totally here for this. Now, Thunder Rosa was quick to reply to this because obviously the video of Taya throwing out the challenge appeared on Twitter. Thunder Rosa saw all of this playing out while she was at a fan event and responded in kind with her own video, basically just saying like, yeah, it's on. She wants to do this match. So we could be seeing Taya Valkyrie and Thunder Rosa on the big stage. Taya did say it was basically a challenge was to come to Mexico. So that's definitely one to keep your eye on. It looks like that match will be happening within AAA. And as far as I'm aware, I don't think Thunder Rosa's ever worked for AAA. She has challenged for the Reina de Reinas title, which Taya Valkyrie still holds at the moment. But I don't think Thunder Rosa's actually competed for AAA over the years. She has competed against Taya Valkyrie, though, over those years. It's not good for Thunder Rosa. I think it's 6-1 is the record in Taya's favor. That's in all matches, 3-1 when it comes to just singles matches between the two. But the last time they faced, which was earlier this year for Zicky Dice's Outrageous Paradise, I think it was called. Anyway, that event, Thunder Rosa was victorious over the former Frankie Monet in Taya's first match after being given a release by WWE. So that's something to look forward to. Thunder Rosa, Taya Valkyrie, I'm here for that. I'm also here for your questions because it's a little bit light on the news today. It's like I said, it's been a strange old week and it feels a bit, myself and editor Ryan have a little bit of downtime. Not downtime, but it's like, oh, we can kind of breathe and just look at what happened at AAA last night. I should probably throw out there, Penta Oscuro is going to be putting his mask on the line later this year against Villano 4 of WCW fame and AAA fame, obviously, after Penta lost last night against Blue Demon Jr., which puts Penta through to the final of the tournament where the mask's on the line against Villano 4. That'll happen at Mexico City, which is AAA Mania 30 in October. So yeah, we're just here today to talk about Triple Mania, throw out a few other bits and answer some questions, which there are plenty that have come in. Mark Sol, who's got in there early. Morning, Andrew. Apollo loves pool time. Hey, man, don't we all? As always on a Sunday, if you throw any pet pictures my way, it always brightens my Sunday when I'm here, cracking away, working. And that Apollo looks very happy there in his pool. And man, the weather. I don't know where you are these days, people across the world listening to this, watching this, but where I am this weekend, we've had a heat wave. But yes, Mark said, thoughts on what singles titles Dominic Mysterio will win first in his career? Hashtag this is the news. Oof. See, part of me thinks that the NXT North American title, that's my first thought, because I kind of feel that, I don't know, there's so many different ways you go with Dominic, because I mean, the dude's 25, so he's still relatively young in the business. He's relatively young in terms of his in-ring experience, but there's clearly a lot of talent there. I mean, he's far from the finished article. But part of me thinks that he'd benefit a lot from a stint in NXT, but obviously it depends if you're going to go and do the, because WWE loves to do these splits. So if they're planning to do Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio, obviously Dom's not going to NXT. But for me, I'd be happy with him going to NXT, maybe wins that North American title. If not, he stays on Raw and he'll probably get the US title because, hey, that's the title on Raw and it's a hot potato title for the most part. But whether he's the one to get off Theory, I don't know, because we'll see how things go. But I think it's either the US title or it's the North American title. It's a secondary title. It just depends where it happens.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
John Harrison, morning John, good morning brother, I hope you are safe and well. I am, I'm safe and well. I've got coffee here, sweet coffee for the working man on a Sunday, little Macho Man Randy Savage mug. Is Gunther the one? Can Gunther finally restore the prestige of the Intercontinental Championship? I'm actually a little hopeful. Have a great day. Thanks John, you have a great day too my man. He's got as good a chance as anybody. It's, actually, see right behind me there, for those watching this on the video, if you listen on the podcast, this is useless, but there's a picture there behind me of Mr. Perfect with the Intercontinental title around his waist and with Bobby the Brain Heenan at his side. There's also a picture of Bret Hart. There's no title in that picture though, but my point being that when I was growing up, it was the most prestigious title in the world, it felt like, because of people like Mr. Perfect, because of people like Bret Hart. I'm not a fan of the man, but because of people like Shawn Michaels, to be fair. Tito Santana, man. I mean, people will look at Tito Santana and just be like, El Matador. Nah, man. The dude in that late 80s, he was a massive star. And a big part of that was the Intercontinental title around him. He'd be headlining the live shows where you'd have the two kind of differing touring brands, as it were, where you'd have Hulk Hogan headlining the A shows and Tito Santana was the one drawing the numbers for the B shows, headlining those shows as IC title, IC champion. Of course, Macho Man Randy Savage. But then you go on Razor Ramon. There's so many major names who've held that title in a prestigious way. I mean, you can have a major name hold it and it means nothing, because it could just be... It all depends on how that person is framed, how they're positioned, how the title is viewed and held by the company creatively at that point in time. And I think clearly, WWE creatively lately, there's question marks. But they've shown in recent years that they can make this belt feel prestigious. They can make it feel important. Seth Rollins comes to mind, Dolph Ziggler, The Miz. I mean, I'm not the biggest Miz fan, but The Miz made this belt feel like a massive deal at one point in time because it was the biggest thing to him. And he portrayed that on screen, and that makes you believe that, well, if he thinks this is a big deal, this must be a big deal. Likewise with Seth Rollins, when I think Brock would have been the WWE champion and was obviously away doing Brock things, and so Seth kind of was elevated to the main event as the IC champion, had a really good few matches with Dolph Ziggler. So I think it's possible to do that, and I think Gunther Walter has got as good a chance as anybody. Angel's the man. Right, what we got here? What unlikely team-ups would you like to see? I reckon Willow Nightingale and Eddie Kingston can make a good team. Enjoy your Sunday. You enjoy your Sunday too, brother. Eddie Kingston, Willow Nightingale is just so much fun. If you've not seen much of her, hopefully we're going to be seeing more of her in AEW, because she's just someone I've kept my eye on for years. It's just such a vibrant personality. Somebody, when you watch him, you enjoy watching him. And you're like, she's absolutely loving what she's doing. Will Nightingale and Ellie, that would definitely be one for me. Thunder Rosa and Danhausen, I guess, if we're looking just random people to throw together in, I guess, Thunder Rosa and Danhausen. Layla Hirsch, legit Layla Hirsch and Brian Danielson. Oh, think of all the bones that could be broken there. That would do it for me. Eddie Kingston and Brian Danielson, if you're talking unlikely, two guys that supposedly cannot stand each other, particularly Eddie cannot stand Brian. So, yeah, and not an unlikely team, but one I'd love to see get back together and dethrone the Usos. KO and Sami Zayn, they're the ones. I mean, that's how I'd go like out of this, where you've got the whole Sami Zayn bloodline thing, where he's starting to realize that maybe they're kind of just stringing me along and using me. What better way to get revenge than bringing in your good old pal KO once he's done with Ezekiel, Elias, whoever, and then going after those tag titles. So not an unlikely pairing, but one I'd like to see. Right, a couple of last questions to get through quickly. Mighty Sir Woof Woof, what a name. Where do you see Sasha Banks signing once the 90 days is over? Impact, AWA, NWA, or Stardom? Stardom, I think she would... It'd be so much fun to see her in Stardom. As a big NWA fan, it'd be so much fun to see her in NWA. As an Impact fan, Slammiversary tonight, it'd be so much fun to see her in Impact Wrestling. And as an AEW fan, of course, it would be so much fun to see Sasha Banks, Mercedes in AEW. I think the most likely one does seem, obviously, AEW, because it all depends, because I think maybe Sasha might have, again, it's just me spitballing, she might have aspirations to do more acting work. So she might just take a break from wrestling, because, I mean, this isn't the first time something like this has happened with WWE, where she's been unhappy and she's been out of action for a spell, not due to injury, just because she's away from TV for whatever reason. And so maybe she just wants to take some time to, obviously there is, if it's a case of her being released, there will be that 90 days. Maybe she just wants to take some time away from wrestling for a little bit. But as and when she does resurface, if and when she does leave WWE, all these ifs and buts, I think AEW just seems like a given because of all the new women there for her to work with. Thunder Rosa, man. Oh, to do something properly with Toni Storm. Britt Baker, obviously, DMD. Put some respect on that name. Mercedes Martinez. That'd be a fun one to see. There's Willow Nightingale. There's lots of Jay Cargill, obviously, Chris Statlander. Layla Hirsch. I'll always throw Layla Hirsch in when I can, whenever she's back fit and healthy. But yeah, there's lots of great... I mean, you look at the knockouts, man, in Impact, and I think Sasha Banks, I think Deonna Purrazzo, the virtuosa, and it's like, yeah, that's my sort of thing. Give me that. There's great options wherever she goes, let's be honest. But I think, obviously, AEW does seem the most logical, I think. Where are we? Quick ones here. Mark O'Brien, Mon and Andrew, what matches are you looking forward to for Slammiversary tonight? Which also ties into Jose A. Palomares. Is going. Morning, Jose. Good morning. 2 a.m. over here in California. Oof. Thanks for the early message or late message, I guess. Late night, early morning. Who knows? Such an under-the-radar wrestling weekend. Which was your favorite, if any, AAA, Triple Mania match? Which match are you looking for the most out of Impact Slammiversary? Thanks for your solo Sunday news. So to tie those into, in terms of what I'm looking forward to with Slammiversary tonight, I mean, the big ones, Josh Alexander, Eric Young for the Impact World title. If you haven't already, there's an interview floating around on our YouTube channel where I sat down with Eric Young to have a natter about all things Slammiversary and plenty of other topics. So go check that out if you haven't. But yeah, Josh Alexander versus Eric Young. That could could be stealing the show because Josh Alexander has just been on a tear for these last, like, what, 3 years. Eric Young can always go when put in the right environment. So that should be great. Sami Callihan and Moose has my attention because, again, Moose, these last, like, 3 or 4 years, just been absolutely brilliant. And the fact that this is a Monsters Ball match, then you know you're going to get spectacle, should we say. The Ultimate X matches are always a thing, and this one has Speedball Mike Bailey in, who's one of my guys, so hey, I'm looking forward to that. What's Speedball Mike Bailey, Ace Austin, obviously the X Division champ, Trey Miguel, Kenny King, Alex Zane, Jack Evans. Yeah, and I think that's it. That's our six, is it? Yeah, so that one should be good because it's just always nuts stuff that you see in Ultimate X. I still always go back to Elix Skipper just doing insane stuff back in the day. Yeah, they're the three matches I think that jump out to me. Mainly it's the main event for me and Ultimate X, I guess. We'll see. I mean, the Queen of the Mountain match could be good. I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll see on that one. Those girls have the potential to steal the show, and let's see if they do. As for what Jose said about Triple Mania, I can't give a proper judgment on what my favorite match was at this point in time because I've not seen it all properly. I've only seen bits and bobs and little clips here and there because my plan is to put that on in the background while I start work. Well, while I resume work after this video. So we'll see what my favorite is on that one. But thanks for getting that question in, Mark and Jose as well. Right, that is it. That is, I'm going to go and watch Triple Mania properly with all my attention. Well, not all my attention because working. But some of my attention. But this has been the Solo Sunday News with myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to come and follow us on Twitter at WhatCoachWE. Follow me if you want. You don't have to. At CoachLeftPeg on the Twitter. Be like, share, subscribe, comment, blah, blah, blah. If you're celebrating Father's Day in any way today, have an awesome Father's Day. If not, just have a great Sunday. I hope it goes really well for you. I hope whatever you're doing goes super cool. And have a fun one. And I will be back next week with more Sunday ramblings. As for tomorrow, I believe it's Wilborn and... is it Wilborn and is Maury back tomorrow? I believe it's Wilborn and Maury tomorrow. But anyway, we'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you next weekend. Boom.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.